Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to the Inside Connection Radio, coming to you live from LA on this very beautiful day. My apologies for my absence in the last few weeks. I did have a little bit of laryngitis, which does not make for great radio. And after that, I think I've just been regaining my momentum. But I have definitely been looking forward to getting back to the show. You can find out more about the show and about me, get transcripts for the show, or learn more about astrology and my work as an astrologer at sageofstars.com or on Instagram or Facebook at Sage of Stars. Right, so we're in the Jupiter retrograde period. It happens once a year. Usually lasts for about 4 months and then goes direct again for about 8 months. So we have 4 months of Jupiter retrograde to look forward to. But before we take a look at the specific effect of Jupiter retrograde in Scorpio, which is the sign that it's been traveling through and will be traveling through until November of this year, so we have quite a bit more of this Scorpio energy. Let's look at what retrograde planets do in general. First, all the astrological planets, except the Sun and the Moon, which we as astrologers know are not planets, but we group them into the planets category anyway, all of the astrological planets, except the Sun and the Moon, move retrograde with some regularity. That means that Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Mercury all move retrograde at some time. We hear a lot about Mercury retrograde because it creates disruptions in communication, contract signings, and travel, and things of that sort, but it's not the only retrograde planet out there. And by the way, Mercury goes retrograde very soon, like within the next 2 weeks, so we will have to discuss that quite soon coming up here. Like its effect on Mercury, right, retrograde motion, which is apparent, right? I mean, the planets don't really stop and start moving backwards. It's apparent. Like if you're in a train and another train passes you, you can get the feeling that you're actually moving backwards. Or when you look down at your feet in the shallow edge of an ocean wave, and as the water rushes back out to sea, it looks like your feet are moving backwards. That was always fun to do as a child, but they are not really. Retrograde motion of the planets is something that we observe from the Earth's point of view, basically for like the same reason as the train analogy or the ocean and your feet in the ocean. And because it looks like the planets are moving backwards through the starry backdrop of the sky behind them, we as astrologers evaluate that apparent backward movement and give it meaning. So what is that meaning, right? Retrogrades enhance, magnify, or cause us to review situations that we've been going through, or they magnify situations that we've been going through. And the reason that, for instance, that you don't want to initiate a contract signing in a retrograde Mercury is because it's not the time of forward movement in your thinking. It's the time of review. So new contracts are not favored, but the review of anything old might be favored. The review of kind of an old contract might be favored. So likewise, with all the other planets, there's a review of energies and efforts that we've been putting out there that we've made during the forward movement time. So we're in a time of reviewing energy and effort we made during the forward movement. Retrograde motion builds up energy so that we have it for the next forward motion period. So we're in a retrograde of Jupiter right now for 4 months, and then it will go retrograde all through the majority, basically, of the summer, fall, and winter, where it will go retrograde again about a year from now. So thinking about the ocean again, when the wave crashes, right, and washes up on the shore, the movement of all that water back into the sea helps to create the size of the next wave. When the waves are big, there's a big undertow because the amount of water washing back into the ocean is sizable and strong. That's what retrograde motion is like. Jupiter is retrograde until July. So what do we need to do now in order to make the biggest wave possible when it goes direct? This is an excellent question and one that I'm sure we all want the answer to. Since Jupiter rules expansion and pushing beyond our boundaries, how can we maximize our growth potential for 2018 by using this retrograde to build energy? Think about that. Think about that ocean wave. Most of us have seen it. Most of us have the ocean, and we know, like, you see that wave crash and all that water washes all the way as far forward up the shore as it can go. And then it all rushes back out, and the energy of that rushing backwards is building up the next wave that then is going to crash. The answer to that question, how can we maximize the possibility, right, of making the biggest direct motion wave possible, that answer is pretty easy. Just take a look at your life, evaluate where you have already begun to create expansion. This is growth-oriented things. What have you been trying to do? Have you been trying to do some work on your career, on a house, on your health? What have you been working on? So this includes any projects, ideas, or efforts, including even like the idea of, you know, going on a diet or being on a diet or saving money or paying down debt. I mean, the list is endless, right? But this includes projects, efforts, ideas that you've put forth basically since last October, but, you know, in 2017 in general, or things that you've been working on for a while. That's when Jupiter last went direct, last October. Now, the next thing you would do is take an account of which of those things, right? Remember, we're looking at growth-oriented things like relationships that have formed in the last year or ideas that you've put into some stage of being, and see how those people or things could use energy in the retrograde to help them build to an even more productive, more boundary-busting state of high energy. So we're getting ready for this breakthrough in the summer, right? 4 months is July. We all have something that we've put energy into. If that thing still interests you, now's the time to weed it and add fertilizer. So in particular, this Jupiter retrograde is in Scorpio, which means maybe the whole thing could be about sex or a sexual relationship, but more likely it's about some form of intimacy other than sex, some relationships that we've developed. There's many examples that come up, but even let's say like in some type of Weight Watchers program, or people are putting energy into losing weight, right? And so losing weight is still an expansion process because you're becoming slimmer. And then the intimacy and the relationship is going to those types of meetings. So what happens is we put energy into that. If we had been putting energy into that, right, now would be the time to be buckling down, really getting involved with your program, really going to those meetings, because it will create so much momentum that obviously you would see by July, you would have lost a lot of weight. So that's kind of just one example. There's so many examples. I mean, if you were thinking of writing a book and you had the idea to write a book and you put 4 months now of good energy into writing, maybe in July that book would be finished. So the idea is that there's a collection of energy by stored energy, right? Certainly going to the, like say, a Weight Watchers program or sitting down at your laptop and trying to write, those things are stored energy. They don't, in the immediate time frame, show any kind of expansive results. The thing is that the momentum in the retrograde, that's when the results are going to be seen. So weed it and add fertilizer. In particular, We're looking at Scorpio themes. So partnerships maybe that formed in 2017, they're getting reviewed. If they worked, dig in deeper, reinvest, recommit. It adds to the energy of the retrograde, more stored energy, right? Again, building to that next wave. Often this type of retrograde, a scorpionic one, is about money at some level or another, the way in which we've shared money or a collaborative arrangement that involves an exchange or sharing of money and time. These are the projects and relationships that need revisiting and shoring up. They're the things that will take you to the next level. Ask yourself, do I have unfinished business that I've been putting off or ignoring? Is that very thing begging for attention? If so, you better grab hold of it now, because it's a quick 4 months, the retrograde, and when it goes direct, you need to be ready. I want you to think of this like preparing plants indoors right now so they can get planted outside when the danger of frost is over for the multitudes of you that don't live in Southern California. Planted the seeds in little starter cups, right, and nurtured them inside the house for a couple of months before putting them in the ground outside. You would have really nicely well-developed and really strong plants, and when the starting gun goes off, planting those seeds in the ground, you're already way ahead in the growth potential curve. If in those same months you did nothing, and then you just put the same seeds directly into the ground, you'll still get a harvest, but it will be much later and much less abundant. So I strongly recommend, I am strongly recommending that you maximize your 2018 growth potential by taking the next 4 months to invest stored energy into a project that means something to you. Then, when you see the wave that you get to ride, you'll be so happy that you did. I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You've been listening to The Inside Connection, and I hope to see you here next Monday. Thanks.